We'd like to welcome to Art in the Air someone who's been with us many times on the Spotlight segment here, Tim King of the LaPorte County Symphony. He's going to be bringing us up to date on what's coming up this fall, where there's lots of things, but most of all, what's coming up with Hoosier Star. Tim, welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back here again.
Aloha.
Hi there.
You've got lots of things going on there, but let's first talk about the next thing coming up in September, the Hoosier Star.
Right. It's our 16th annual Hoosier Star. Whoever thought we would be doing this for 16 years? But the talent is still out there, and it's still fantastic. As most people know, Hoosier Star is essentially a voice competition of amateur singers who probably will be singing in front of an orchestra for the first time in their lives. Every year, we have auditions in March of every year, and we have this on the second Saturday of September. So it's Saturday, September the 11th at 7 p.m. at the Civic Auditorium in LaPorte. And we have 10 finalists, five in the youth division, which is 17 and under, and five in the adult division, which is 18 and over. We actually have a couple of people that have been in the competition before. We have a young lady by the name of Grace Phillips, who was a finalist in the youth division last year. And one of our past youth winners from South Bend is actually an adult now. So she's going to be trying out the adult portion of it. This is the first time we've had a youth winner actually coming into the adult. But we've already had a couple of rehearsals with a small combo with all of these finalists. Their songs have been chosen. We've been rehearsing with them, and starting next week, Alistair Willis, who is the music director of the South Bend Symphony, is guest conducting with us again. And he's going to come over and lead the orchestra, and we'll be rehearsing with each of these 10 finalists and the songs that we've chosen for them. I'm really, really happy with the quality that we have this year. We had 21 communities that were represented in the auditions. We have six communities that are represented in the finals. And as far away as New Albany, Indiana, which is 5 hours away from here. So we really are getting the name out there across the state of Indiana, and I'm really glad to see that.
Tim?
Yes.
Tim, is this the first year there hasn't been a male adult competing?
That is correct. We are female heavy this year. That is correct. Joseph Giuliani, some people might remember the Giuliani family, some really tremendous singers. Joseph and his sister Afia are youth finalists again this year. This is Joseph's third time being a finalist. He started out as a boy soprano, and then voice started changing. We had the second time he was a finalist, we had a little issue because we thought his voice was going to change between the auditions and we kind of had to keep him a boy soprano there for a while, but the voice has turned into this magnificent baritone voice. In fact, the youth finalists this year are just I couldn't ask for any better for that. So they're going to be performing, and we are going to have a live event. We are going to ask people to mask up as they come into the Civic Auditorium. We are still selling tables for $750 for a table of 10, but balcony tickets are only $15 for adults and $5 for ages 12 and under. And they can get those tickets on our website. It's lcso.net. And so they can go to the Hoosier Star tab, and right there, the ticket availability to purchase tickets online will show up right there. They can also get tickets the night of the event if they wish to do that. This year, we're adding a pay-per-view option. As you guys know, last year, that's the only thing we could do was do a live stream because we couldn't even put the orchestra together because of the pandemic. Fortunately, we're able to put the orchestra together this year, masked up, of course, but playing. But for those people who cannot make it, they can still enjoy Hoosier Star and just access the pay-per-view option. That's $15 as well. So anyone that accesses the pay-per-view option will have the ability to vote online.
And that's excellent.
Doing this, yes, a little different this year is our voting is going to be electronic this year. We used to have these great big boxes with five different slots in them, and you put this little chit of paper, you know, in every slot. Well, finally come dragging into the 21st century, and we're going to be using smartphones now to do that. So we do encourage everybody to bring their smartphone to the concert as long as they keep it on silent for us. And we still know that there's going to be some people that don't have that capability. So we are going to have paper ballots for those people. And they're just going to need to give them to designated people who will then in turn put them into the phones. And so hopefully that process will go a lot quicker this year, because that really kind of caused some drag time before. But we're excited about it.
I was excited when I read about your judges, because I was very honored to be in the audience when James Neary, I think it was in 2016,
yes,
won the adult, and to see him as a judge, it's sort of like full circle.
And what a great guy. You know, he's performing full time. He's just a tremendous guy. We've got Greta Friedman, and then, of course, Lou Volker, who's the lead singer with Cripple Creek, who's very popular around here. So, yes, you're right. Thrilled with our judges this year, too.
Okay, well, that's Tim King from the Port County Symphony, and that's going to be Hoosier Star, September 11th, 7 p.m. at the Civic Auditorium. Tim, thank you for coming on Art of the Year Spotlight.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.